Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would open our ears, open our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit. Let us hear you this morning. Change us. Make us more like you, Jesus. That is our desire. Lord, we don't want to leave here the same this morning. Challenge us in our faith. Help us go deeper in our relationship with you. May we receive everything you have for us this morning. You are so good, God, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, this is exciting. Last time I shared, I got to preach about the bad news, and now I get to preach about the good news. let's just get right into it. So Romans 3:21, I'm just going to read a bit of it. So, but now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and prophets testify. So, righteousness cannot be obtained by holding the law. And actually, in Romans 3:20, which would have been last week, the law simply shows us, it says, the law simply shows us how sinful we are. I mean, if you ever read through Leviticus, good luck trying to keep all those laws. And if you read the Ten Commandments, good luck with that as well. Because Jesus actually took this to the next level, you see. He said, if you look at a woman lustfully, you've committed adultery in your heart. He says, if you look at someone with hate, you've committed murder. So he's showing us that it's actually totally impossible to gain righteousness through works. And it's very interesting because I think in our world today we have an interesting misconception that we think somehow if we're good people, that one day, you know, we're going to get to heaven. We're gonna, yeah, you know, I helped a few people here and there. And when we get to heaven, God's like, oh, I mean, God is gracious, right? But, you know, really, God's going to see our good work and be like, great, I'll let you into heaven because you did some really good things in your life. Let me say this, God does not overlook sin. God does not overlook sin. God is just, yes? And Jesus paid the price for our sins. And actually, Jesus is the only way to the Father. And it has nothing to do with anything of ourselves. Nothing to do with our works. The only way we get to heaven is through Jesus. It's through our faith in Jesus. Amen? Anyone? Yep, great. So there is nothing we can do to become righteous in God's sight. The only way we are made righteous is through Jesus Christ. And it goes on to say, this righteousness, I'm reading from the NLT, this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. That is incredible. That is the good news, that we have righteousness in Jesus, and it's available to all. And it doesn't matter like what your relationship with God is like right now. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. It said neither Jew nor Gentile. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be made right with God through believing in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Come on, that's exciting, isn't it? Does that excite you? Like, okay, I need a volunteer. Max, do you want to come and help me out? Yeah, come on, give Max a hand. Come on. How good was his drumming this morning? Yeah, just come up here. This is not rehearsed, by the way. So, Max is awesome. So God doesn't look at you and see Max. Did you know that? He doesn't look at you and say, oh, that part of your life, you're very sinful there, right? This is what he does. This is the gospel, right? It's like this. He takes off his coat. That's why I wore a coat, and it's so good to get it off because it's really hot. And he gives it. He wraps it around him. And when he looks at Max, he sees righteousness because he has faith in Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. Amen? Okay, so that's my first. I've got many more illustrations, so don't worry. Don't worry. Okay, you can sit down now. Thanks, man. Very good. Very, very good. Okay, so as it goes on, there is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned. We've all sinned. Don't think you haven't sinned because you have sinned. We all have. And we all fall short of God's glorious standard. But here's the other good thing. We are freely justified by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ. That is just awesome. And God, in verse 24, the NLT actually says, God has declared us as righteous. So, if God declares you righteous, you're righteous. You're righteous in Christ. And Hebrews 4:16 says, what does it say? It says we come to his throne of grace with boldness, right? And let me say this, that we are no longer sinners once we come into faith, into the faith in Jesus, right? And sometimes we get very stuck in that old mindset of, oh, I have to confess my sins, every single sin, before I can actually enter into the presence of God. I have to confess everything. Hebrews 4:16 says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Jesus was our sacrifice. Amen? And Jesus paid the price. He is like our high priest. So when we stuff up, it doesn't mean we fall out of, like we're still under him. And we can still enter in. We got to be like, thank you, Jesus, for making me righteous. Repent quickly. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. Come into his presence quickly. You don't have to make a big list of sins because God doesn't remember them anyway. He says, as far as the east is from the west, he has removed your transgressions from you. If you have that faith in Jesus. So if we believe in Jesus, we can come to God with boldness. We have righteousness in Jesus. And here's the other thing. Sometimes we are so full of like sin consciousness, we often think about, oh, I don't know about you, but sometimes like, oh, I'm thinking, oh, don't sin, don't sin, don't sin, don't sin. Don't get angry on the road. Don't swear. I never do that. Only in my head. That's a sin. But sometimes we can become sin conscious, right? And what does the Bible tell us? It tells us we got to fix our eyes on Christ. We got to fix our eyes on things above. And actually, the more Christ-focused we are, the less we sin because we are so consumed by Christ. Maybe you're thinking, well, how can I be righteous if I haven't committed any righteousness? That's a fair statement, right? Well, it's not about you. It's about Jesus. He received our sins and we receive his righteousness. It's a great exchange that takes place. And Jesus cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? He bared the sins of the world on his shoulders. 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, he became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. So he endured this separation from God that we deserved, and he rose from the dead. He conquered death, and he carried all of our sins, and he rose victorious over sin and death. That's some very good news right there. And his sacrifice is sufficient. He took what we deserved, and we are now made righteous in God's eyes because of Jesus. Preach it! Yeah! Okay, yeah, come on. I'm just encouraging myself. So, but here's the other thing. You know, we can't come to God before knowing Christ and act righteous. Because if we come to God as sinners and we pretend to be righteous, it's called hypocrisy, right? It's kind of like how the Pharisees appeared. They appeared very holy, with much knowledge about scriptures. They had a self-righteousness, you know, keep your distance, I'm holier than you. But our culture can get like that. But here's the other question, what about as believers? We are made the righteousness of God but we act like sinners. Come on. That's also hypocrisy. Don't pretend to be what you're not, because once you're in Christ, you're no longer a sinner. Actually, Paul writes and says, you're a saint. Yes, we still sin, but we're in Jesus. You're a saint who sins. But you are the righteousness of God, so you got to start to act like it. What does that look like? Well, the word righteous is translated in the Greek. I don't know if this is how you pronounce it, but it's called, don't laugh at me. You can if you want. Dikaiō. I don't know if I pronounced it right, but that's what it is in the Greek. And it actually means to declare, to pronounce one to be just and righteous. And God declares you as righteous in Christ. So if he declares you as righteous, agree with him and declare it. And it's interesting, you know, we're really good at confessing how bad we are, but we're really bad at confessing our righteousness in Christ. So what I'd like us to do right now is turn to someone close to you and say, I am the righteousness of God in Jesus. Say it. Okay, great. Now, say it again. You need to hear this more. Hallelujah. Come on. So here's the other thing. You know, righteousness is a gift. And it's kind of like this, right? Okay, here's one of my, for the Americans, my record or my album. Now, I slaved many years putting this out. But if I was to give this away, and I gave it as a gift, and you're like, oh, really? Like, you want it, like, how much? How much for that? That's kind of like an insult to me. And then you dig really deep. I'm like, no, I just want to give it to you. And then you're like, oh, can't I just pay like a little bit so I at least feel somewhat good about, like, so, is a dollar okay? That's even a bigger insult. Like, it's a gift. Receive it. Amen? It's the same with righteousness. Righteousness is a gift. You just got to receive it. So everyone has sinned, right? And we all fall short of his glory. But we are justified by his grace. That's amazing. But yeah, we can be like the gift thing with God, right? We can miss out on his righteousness. And many times we own this feeling of, oh, I'm not worthy to receive this gift. Let me say this, a gift doesn't mean you deserve it. It's a gift, right? Did that make sense? I hope so. Okay. So God's gift of righteousness, it's an insult to say to God, let me do something so I feel worthy to receive this gift. It's his free gift to us in Jesus. And in fact, there's nothing we can do that would make us worthy. It's only our faith in Jesus that makes us worthy to receive this gift of righteousness. So, what is the good news? God sees us as righteous if we believe in Jesus. It means we can have a relationship with him. And he sees us as righteous even when we sin. If we're in Christ, he sees us as righteous even if we sin. Under the new covenant, there is grace. And sin no longer has power over us. And his grace empowers us to live righteously. We are justified through his grace. So it goes on, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. You know, earlier on I said God does not overlook sin. He's fair and he is just. And hell is a real place. Heaven is a real place. Eternity, just think about eternity is forever. It's a very, very long time. And God does not overlook your sins, but Jesus paid for them. He was the sacrifice. It's a bit like this, right? So this is just a story. This is not real, okay? But just imagine, I murdered my wife. More like she would murder me, no. No, but just imagine this. I've murdered my wife. I've been arrested. I have to appear in the court. We got many lawyers here, so I hope this is making sense. I have to appear in the court, right? I meet with Raina's parents. And, you know, they're like, you know what? We forgive you for killing our daughter. Okay. Thank you. I receive that forgiveness. But then, I'm still in the courtroom, right? The judge is there, and he's like, well, that's all good that you've got forgiveness from the parents, but somebody has to pay the price for this crime. So, you know, you're like, oh, okay. So this is the gospel. The judge comes off his throne, and he says, you know what? Today, I'm going to pay the price for you. The penalty of death. It's the penalty of death. I'm going to pay that for you. And he takes the price. That's kind of the gospel. So he declares sinners to be right in his sight when they believe in Jesus. So you are right in God's sight. But why do we struggle to believe this? If we are in Jesus, we are made righteous. So it goes on. Where then is boasting? It is excluded because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because of the law that requires faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of the Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. Since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith, do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. Hebrews 10:16 says, he puts his law in our hearts and he writes it on our mind. And we can only live right by faith in Jesus. Our faith justifies us because we believe in Jesus. And the only way we can be made right with God is through faith in Jesus Christ. And it's a free gift. And you might be thinking, oh, that's great. Well, then I can sin and do whatever I want. Well, actually, Jesus says in John 14:15, he says, if you love me, obey my commandments. And actually, when we come to Christ, we actually become slaves of righteousness. It's later on, it's in about chapter 6. But we are set free from the power of sin, but we can still sin. But the thing is, we know what's right. So it's hard to live in sin once we have the righteousness of Christ. Because who knows? Like when you sin as a Christian, you feel pretty miserable, don't you? Like because you're a slave to righteousness. You have this righteous nature. And when you sin, it's like, it doesn't feel great. You feel guilty. It bugs you, right? Well, I hope so. But here's the thing, like don't hold on to sins. We got to let them go. We've got to let our lives be full of his kingdom and his righteousness. So the Holy Spirit convicts us, right? So I've got another prop. I'm full of props today. So I have two of my favorite drinks. This one's, who likes lemonade? Yep, no one. Like two people, great. Who likes chocolate milk? Yeah, more hands are going up. So it's a bit like this, right? Wait, I gotta shake it up. Okay. So we're a bit like this sometimes. You know, I love God so much, I'm going to read the Bible this morning. That's good. But you know what? I like smoking pot. You know what? I'm just going to spend some time worshiping, getting into God, you know, just receiving that righteousness and, oh, yeah. It's good. But you know what? Naked girls on the internet. And we go on and on and on. And you know what? Maybe we're like 90% following Christ. But there's a 10% part of us that we don't want to let go of. And we do this. That's just gross, right? That's really gross. But here's the thing, right? We need to let go of that sin nature, and we need to just embrace the righteousness we have in Christ. So with that, I want to pray, and let me put this down. Hopefully I don't knock it over. Okay, so maybe, can I get the band to come? Yeah, just come. We're going to sing a song. But maybe you're here this morning and maybe you don't know Jesus. I mean, I don't want to rush this part because this is actually really important, because this is the most important decision that you could make in your life. It's actually to follow Jesus. And there is a free gift of righteousness that he gives us. All that requires is us to have faith and us to step into that. So that's one kind of type of person I'd like to pray for. And the other type of person is, you know, maybe you're a believer. You believe. Like most of us believe in Jesus, but maybe we've had some wrong thoughts. Like self-doubt or I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. When in actual fact, you're actually in Christ, you have this amazing gift, his righteousness, and it means we can come boldly to his throne. We can come boldly to his throne of grace. That's what Hebrews tells us. So I'd like to pray for you, if that's anyone. I mean, you can come down the front if you want to, but we're going to sing a song called Nothing But the Blood. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. So let's stand and sing. And yeah, if this speaks to you in any way, I'd love to pray with you after the service. So let's stand. We're going to sing Nothing But the Blood of Jesus.